This is PodTech.net with content from KPIX Television and Common Sense Media, dedicated to improving the media and entertainment lives of children and families. For more information, go to commonsensemedia.org.
We all know characters smoke in the movies, but will it lead to the audience lighting up as well? That's the concern of health officials, especially when it comes to young moviegoers. Here to discuss is our media expert, Jim Steyer. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Joe.
There have been a couple studies that have come out this week. One says that 9 to 12-year-olds who were barred from watching R-rated movies also had lower risks of smoking and drinking.
That's exactly right. And, you know, what's interesting is 55% of 9 to 12-year-olds are allowed to watch R-rated movies. So what are the parents thinking in that case? But it's clear that smoking in media, in movies in particular, but also on television, video games, et cetera, is a public health issue, because the data is now very clear that if kids watch their favorite characters smoke in a movie or on television shows, they are likely to imitate that behavior. So parents, you really need to understand this. It is a classic example where a media message or image, I mean, here you're seeing it, just average people lighting up. But when you see Julia Roberts light up,
right,
or you see your favorite, you know, Ashton Kutcher light up, kids light up because they think it's cool.
So that study reinforces that. And then the other study takes it a step farther. And it says that among the kids who are allowed to watch R-rated movies, those who watch with a parent are less likely to start smoking than those who watch by themselves.
Right. It shows the value of being an educated parent and involved in your kids' media consumption. If you sit there and watch a movie with your kids and you talk about the fact that, wow, look at that character smoking, I wonder how much the tobacco company paid the movie company to put that scene there. Because remember, this is product placement.
You think that's why they're still doing this? They know the effect.
Well, sometimes it's written into the script because it seems contextual, but sometimes it's because they're receiving money from tobacco companies to put that Marlboro in the scene. So it's a blend of the two. It's contextual, but it's also because they're getting paid and they're getting money in order to put the cigarettes in the movies, which is why the researchers are so upset about it.
Well, it validates what you always say, watch with your kids.
Absolutely.
Here's a study that shows that it actually makes a difference. Let's talk about statistics. More than 2,000 teens start smoking every day.
Right. 2,000 teens start smoking every day. And look at the relationship to movies. 60% of movies today. It's interesting because, you know, in life, 60% of people, certainly here in the Bay Area, California, aren't smoking. But in movies, the lead characters are smoking 60% of the time. And 80% of PG films feature smoking, PG-13. And remember, those are movies that target kids, you know, 8 to 12.
Right.
Or those are targeting, you know, our three older kids. And think about that for a second.
80%.
80%. And then if you think about that 2,000 teenagers smoking a day, the data from this study says 1,000 of them are significantly influenced by the movies. Bottom line is, you've got to be aware of this. You know, if you go and look at how we rate everything on Common Sense Media, we rate for violence and sexuality and commercialism. But we always include stuff about drugs, alcohol, and tobacco usage in the movie, because it's a very big but oftentimes overlooked aspect of the media messages. And fundamentally what it says is this: if you care about your kids' health, you've got to look at the movies and television and video games and websites they're using, because they're getting very clear messages, in this case, very clear messages that smoking can be cool, that some of their favorite actors and actresses think smoking is cool. And that's a message that you don't want your kids to get if you want to keep them smoke-free. That's a really interesting set of studies, and it also is one where parental involvement on a modest scale will pay major dividends with your kids.
Jim Steyer, our Kids in the Media expert. Thanks for being here this morning.
Good to see you, Joe.